Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer at PNC Studios here at Hallis Hall, breaking down Bears and Steelers. First thing that pops into my mind, wouldn't this be great if it was an old-fashioned Steelers-Bears defensive Monsters of the Midway, 46 defense, York 85-era defense against the old Steel Curtain defense? That would be fun.
It kind of is, because the Pittsburgh Steelers have kind of had the same reputation since they came into the NFL. And it's a strong running game, super physical defense, a big quarterback, and big-time receivers. Whether it's Lynn Swann or Antonio Brown, we're still talking about the same template for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's what makes an organization successful, man. They don't get too off the path a little bit. Let's talk about Antonio Brown. He is a first-down machine. In fact, he leads the league in first downs after 2 weeks.
One thing about Antonio Brown is every defensive back leading up to the confrontation with him, they think, oh, I can match up with this guy. I mean, he's not that big. He's no 6'6 Mike Evans, but I tell you what, he's the best route runner in the NFL.
He is great at that.
His relationship with Ben Roethlisberger is so strong that's the hardest thing to defend, is when a quarterback and receiver are always on the same page.
It's year 14 for Ben Roethlisberger. Went back and looked, 11 of his seasons, 90 or higher quarterback rating, his career quarterback rating in 94-1. He's in that ballpark again. That consistency and the ability to have players just fall off of that big frame and keep his eyes downfield, to me, that separates him a little bit when you talk about quarterbacks.
Right, but you know, it's the perfect combination because they have a receiver threat that goes downfield that's going to bring coverage with them, but then they've always had a solid running back. So that kind of opens up the pocket for Big Ben a little bit. And he's such a big, strong, sturdy figure that if you don't get a straight shot at him and give everything you got, all you're going to do is bounce
right
off
Tom,
of him.
Tom, even if you do, you might bounce off.
Right, but then he's going to pump fake you out of position. So the things that he does well, he does them so well, he's tough to defend.
And of course, you got Le'Veon Bell, a patient runner last year. Weeks 11 through 16, he had nearly 900 yards. So let's flip it now. Defensively, as you said, it's all about physicality. It's all about coming from different places. Keith Butler, the defensive coordinator, he'll slot blitz you. He will blitz you from the secondary, deep secondary. He will come at you in a variety of ways. What will the Bears have to do with their front five and the tight ends to protect Mike Lennon?
It's going to be a process, but I do think the Bears can hold up to their protection responsibilities. So, you know, understand the play called, understand the defense that you're seeing, and then just go out there and play fast.
You also have to have the same kind of game plan you hoped to have in the first 2 weeks of the season, because uniquely, the schedule has given the Bears a plethora of issues to deal with in terms of weaponry on the other side of the ball, offensively speaking. So you have to, again, steal a possession, Tom, and you have to kind of drain that clock again. So an efficient, steady offense to keep that Ben Roethlisberger and high-powered offense off the field, I think would be the right plan, right?
You know, you want to be able to use the running game both as a tool and a weapon to keep the clock going and to keep the ground game and keep Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen going. But you need that play-action pass game to fit in. And if they can get those two elements going, it's going to give you the downfield opportunities. But I think you need to be successful at the running game first to get the entirety of your offensive game plan going.
All right, big one. Bears and Steelers, two historic family ownerships getting together in Chicago for a matchup in Week 3. Thanks for watching, everybody. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak.